Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Arlen. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The DH, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Ellis moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Spikes chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Arlen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Arlen. Money goes all the way around to score. May moves to third. It's 2-1 Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Scott reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Bruce Ellingson now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Scott steals third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Scott scores. Porter moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coluccio moves to third. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-2, Brewers. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May bunts towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Money moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-1 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to third. May moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground for an out. May moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coluccio strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Scott reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Brewers, 5. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellingson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Porter and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money juggles the ball. That's an error on Money. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Alvarado moves to second. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Alvarado scores. Lowenstein moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellingson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Fred Bean now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. the Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Spikes reaches second base with a double. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Bean covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Hansen pinch hits for Pedro Garcia. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Duffy. Johnson moves to third. Money moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Money moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 6. The Indians will come to bat. John Vukovich now playing second base. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Vukovich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hilgendorf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Tom Buskey now pitching. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.